So when is an ending not really an ending? We come to the end of the Gospel of Matthew today, and we find out that this ending is really a beginning. Jesus rises from the dead on Easter and appears to Mary Magdalene, and he tells Mary Magdalene to go tell the other disciples to go to Galilee, and there he will meet him. And that's exactly what we hear today, that Jesus is in Galilee, and the disciples are there, and they are gathered around on a mountain, and then Jesus comes to them. And you can imagine an amazing end to the story at this point. Jesus standing on the mountain and going up into the clouds, mood music playing in the background, and then the end coming across the screen. But that's not exactly what happened, because Jesus is standing on a mountain and he's talking to the disciples, and there is no ascending into the clouds at this point for Jesus. Instead, the end of Matthew is Jesus talking to his disciples. And Jesus says to his disciples this verse that we just heard. We just heard in our gospel, and we just heard that we are all going to be learning throughout the next 7 weeks here. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember that I am with you always to the end of the age. And that's the end. The whole end of the book. The end is a beginning, because Jesus begins with the words, go. He tells these disciples that they are to go into the world. It's a completely different end than we normally expect, because the end then becomes a beginning for these disciples to go and make disciples and to teach and to baptize. When we hear this command of Jesus to go, it sounds like a command that whether you do it or not do it, you can obey or disobey. But this is the command Jesus gives: go and teach and baptize. But really, as we heard a little bit about how Kathy was sharing in the children's sermon, much more than just a command that Jesus gives to these disciples, he gives a commission to these disciples. Now, we often commission military people, police officers, we even commission people in our churches. And when people are commissioned, when they're sent out, it's a little bit different than being commanded to do something. When they're commissioned, means that they've had a time of learning and experiencing, and that when they're commissioned, they're now given the authority of that position that they're being commissioned into. And that's what we call this verse that we'll all be memorizing over these next week, is the Great Commission. It's a commission that's given to those first disciples, and a commission that's given to all of us. A commission. And when you hear that word, actually, you hear embedded in commission the word mission. The word mission, to be sent out. And so these disciples then are being sent out. That's exactly what we hear in the command that's given: to go into the world, to be sent out in Jesus' mission, the mission that Jesus has been living out throughout this entire time with these disciples. These disciples, as Kathy shared, you know, we all have experiences of God in our lives, and these disciples have had 3 years with Jesus to be experiencing time with Jesus, with God. And so they've experienced it for themselves. They've experienced Jesus' message of love and forgiveness. They've experienced Jesus' message of healing and wholeness. They've experienced Jesus' message of turning the world upside down. So these are all the things that they have been prepared for. And so as they are sent out, they are commissioned and sent out to live out this mission of Christ, to go into the world, to share this good news, to live it out in their words and in their deeds, to live out that love that they've experienced in Christ, and to share that with others. And so that is the commission that they are given. But this ending of this gospel, which is really a beginning, is a beginning not only for those first disciples, it's also a beginning for us as well, because this commission is given to all of Jesus' disciples, not just those 11 who were standing on the mountain that day, but a commission given to all of those who follow Jesus. All of us who have experienced Christ's presence in our life, who has experienced the love of God in our life, who have experienced grace and forgiveness, who have experienced healing and wholeness. We are then commissioned and sent on a mission as well to go into the world. And so throughout the next few months or few weeks here, we're going to be continuing to explore this go theme. And so I thought it would be interesting for us to just take a few moments right now to think about where are all the places that you go in your lives. So from just even in the last week, you can imagine, where have you been? Or maybe where are you going to go this week? And just take a couple minutes, and if there's someone near you, you can share it with someone next to you. Share with you, where do you go in your life? It can be ordinary places. You don't have to go to crazy places. Wherever you're going to go in this week, when you go out this door, where are you going? And where will you continue to go in this week? So we're just going to take a couple minutes, find someone next to you. Where do you go in your life? Okay, so now I know you have a lot of places. I mean, we're getting like all kinds of ones going on in this front pew here, but there's lots of places you go. So if someone would be willing to just share out loud maybe an ordinary place you go or an unusual place that maybe you're going to go in last week or this coming week. But what's some places you guys go to?
Bowling.
Bowling, the zoo? Okay, where else people go?
Windsor,
okay. Where do you guys go?
Swimming,
wonderful. The grocery store, the library, yeah. Did I hear somewhere over here? You guys go anywhere? They don't go anywhere. They just sit here and sing all week. It's like angelic choir. It's the heavenly hosts all week long here at worship, here at Zion.
Dublin,
oh, that's a pretty good place to go. We'll go there too, right? Yeah, over the oceans, yeah. South Dakota, yeah. You guys were in South Dakota just last week, huh? Yeah, where do you go? To birthday parties? Oh, that's a good place to go. Yeah. We have all kinds of places we go. Some are more ordinary, like the grocery store. Maybe some of us go to work. Some of us, nobody goes to their homes. I can't imagine. You guys must be really busy. Nobody went home. So some people, though, do go to their homes. Sometimes we go to our work, all kinds of the gas station. Most of us go there more often than not if we're driving a lot. Go to our cars. Yes, we have all kinds of ordinary places that we go. And then some really kind of unusual and fun places like birthday parties, Dublin, South Dakota, all kinds of fun places. Yeah, so sometimes we go to really ordinary places and sometimes we go to really unusual places. But those are all places that we go that we can share this message that Jesus has given us. When Jesus sends us out, he sends us out into all the places that we go to, the regular, ordinary places and the extraordinary places. And so in a lot of those places, how can we imagine then talking about sharing this love. We were talking about how do we make disciples, and Kathy was sharing, you know, that those disciples, they shared their stories about God. So how can we imagine, maybe a usual place, this would imagine that you're actually talking to someone, so like gas station, I don't usually talk to people, but maybe like the grocery store. Usually I manage to find someone at the grocery store, and it's usually one of you guys I see at the grocery store. I'm pretty convinced that we all shop at the same time. So, but I see lots of other people too. If we're in a grocery store and we're just shopping, how could we in our shopping be sharing the good news, be sharing about Jesus, about what God's done in our lives? It's kind of hard to think about that, but how can anyone imagine if you're grocery shopping, how could you share?
If you smile at somebody,
giving a smile to somebody. She's walking around smiling in the grocery store, just brightening someone's day by giving someone a smile in the grocery store. How simple is that? It's something that can easily be done. As you're looking around thinking, you know what? I think that person over there, maybe they need a smile in their life. I bet most of us could handle that one. Yeah, that one feels like something that's rather usual. Yes? Thank the person when you're checking out. Thanks them for doing a good job. Thank them that they have helped you that day and served you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, simple ways that we live out that love and share that love then with others. That's a really ordinary kind of place that a lot of us go to. But that we can go in that ordinary place and share God's love with someone there in the grocery store. What about some of the maybe unusual places? One of the ones I know Ryan said he was in South Dakota, and he was actually in South Dakota because he was there for a funeral. So that's a really hard thing to be there for. And yet being there together as a family at a difficult time, that's showing God's love. Showing God's love and supporting each other in really difficult times. That's a way that we can go and care for each other. Just as Jesus cared for his friends as they were mourning. He was there with them, and then also bringing the hope that this death is not the end. This death is a beginning, a different beginning of life with God. And so right there in a difficult space in South Dakota, there was an opportunity, a way, a place of God's love shining through. Yeah. Yeah, all different kinds of ways. And we could spend a long time today, but we kind of have a few other things to do in worship today. So I won't have us talk all the time. We just saw one more great example of how we are going is when we just saw about how Habitat here at Zion, some people from our congregation literally go to Habitat. Sometimes it's our money that helps to support the Habitat build. Sometimes it's our prayers that are going to go as we write our prayers on this blessing board here. But that's a way that Zion is going and sharing that good news with others, living out this great commission. So all different kinds of ways that we can live out this great commission in our lives. And so throughout this entire season of Reflecting on Go, I invite you to take some time and think about all the ways that God is calling you to go. And there's also magnets you can put on your fridge. So you can put those magnets on there. Every time you see that magnet, it'll be like a visual reminder at your house to help you. Even when you're homes, how can you go? But one of my favorite parts of this passage, and a lot of times when people memorize this passage, they just memorize the first part of it. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's usually where a lot of people stop. They kind of miss, you know, stop at the next part, which is teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And then this is my favorite part of it. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. And that really is the final word, is I am with you always to the end of the age. Because as we're in this going that we're going to, Jesus is there with each one of us. He was there with those disciples as they were sent out. And it's a reminder that Jesus is with each one of us as well in our going, that when we are commissioned and sent out to share Jesus' love, that we are not sent out alone. We are sent out with Jesus there with us. That Jesus says, remember, I am with you always, always. Jesus is with us to the end of the age. And so truly, it is a new beginning to go with Christ. Thanks be to God.